Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh. I like your Sally Jesse Raphael glasses.
Why, thank you.
You really do look like her.
I don't at
yes,
all.
Yes, you do. The not, glasses, you have the same eyes, but the brown eyes.
Nope.
You're both white.
Uh-huh.
Both wear red-rimmed glasses.
It's the only similarity. So I have all kinds of glasses. So somebody today said I look like Al Roker with these glasses on.
Isn't he a black guy?
Yeah, we're both fat black guys. Big deal. I do not look like her.
Yeah,
those are the exact same glasses, though.
Dude,
holy
that
ass.
Looks.
This oh, wow.
Bad for radio, of course.
Those are my.
I'll post it on the Johnny B. Show page.
Yeah, that's what
take
I'll
my
do.
Picture and, and take that
yeah,
one and go
side
by
side.
Side. Those are okay. The exact same glasses. I didn't mean to do that.
I told you.
You got the same face.
Shut your mouth. I do not have that face.
You look like a 75-year-old
I
lady.
I do not look like Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yes, you do.
I told. Right,
I got to take a picture of you during the break.
You can go to Sally Jesse Raphael. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We have a really, really cool show lined up for you tonight. We're giving away some tickets tonight, so get ready to play a game.
Will's taking a picture right now.
There you go.
For comparison, so everybody can agree with us because it's facts.
It's fact. And Becky and Green,
shut up!
My name, I have my body. You know what I love?
Penis.
That's right.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We also got a friend of mine that's almost done with two paintings of me.
Oh, right.
Both as 50-foot tall monsters attacking Tampa. She's going to pop in tonight, so we're going to talk to her a little bit.
What's her first name again?
Karen.
Karen.
Yeah, she's a very interesting lady, and she does some really cool artwork. She does a lot of pet paintings. So if you have you want your dog
or like
your cat,
portrait of your animal,
really good at that. Like really, really good at that. She does mostly watercoloring, but it's really, really cool. So I told her to pop in, because she's been doing so much work for me. And I want to kind of dig in her brain a little bit as far as how she got started doing stuff like this. Because
sure.
I don't know, in a way, I'm almost offended that she's so good at painting me because she paints animals and now I fall into that category.
Well, livestock, it's kind of similar,
hey!
You know what I mean? It's not a big bridge to jump over. Shut up, bitch!
Follow our social media, will you? We need you to follow our social media because...
I am nothing without my following. I am nothing without my following.
Instagram, Johnny B Tampa, The Johnny B Show, Onahoma Radio, home_made_man, facebook.com/ The Johnny B Show, and of course, Twitter. You want to be the weekend top tweet? That means 3 days being pinned to the top of the damn Johnny B Show Twitter page. It's crazy. That could be you. All you got to do is tweet at us all night tonight at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Onahoma Radio, at home_made_man, #BHoles on your tweet so we can find you faster. And if we like your tweet the most, you will be the top tweet. How cool is that? Now, let's get to some big stories. Big stories of the day. Coronavirus update on a Hummel.
It's not good.
Oh, God.
It is not good at all.
Yeah.
Apparently now there are 34 cases of coronavirus in the United States.
How's this happening?
I think they came from the Princess Diamond or Diamond Princess, whatever, cruise ship. There were 12 people in Nebraska. I don't know if they weren't quarantined properly or what the hell happened. But they started to have symptoms. They all got tested in Omaha, and 12 of them came back positive for the COVID-19. Not good news for us.
Not.
First case in Israel, I believe. First case in Lebanon. So it's getting its tentacles in other continents now, which isn't good. It's not good for the human race here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to panic yet.
Okay, that's fine.
But I am alert.
You should be alert.
Yeah.
Total deaths are now 2,249.
That's almost like 9/11.
close to, well, 3,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Yes, we are. I'm sure it will reach 3,000 very soon. Total confirmed cases, more than 76,700. So that's what we're up to right now.
Very scary.
I'm still not that worried. I don't know why. I feel like I can kind of shake it off. People are recovering from it. More people have had it and recovered than had it and died from it. So I feel like it's not like Ebola, you know what I mean? Where you just kind of diarrhea yourself to death, bleed out of your eyes and stuff. You know, it's kind of more like the flu. And I feel like if you're not like an old piece of ass, you know, or a kid, you could kind of kick this thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just take some extra vitamin C, drink some lemon water and some honey, and you should be good to go.
Yeah.
Good to go.
I've been fighting some sinus thing for 2 months now.
Are you going to make this about you? No.
I'm saying
people are dying from COVID-19, and Johnny's like, I got a runny nose. I have some sinus issues.
If I can beat oak pollen, they need to step it up. Okay? Jesus Christ. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. So there you go. Keep your eyes out, folks. I had a guy cough in my face 3 times today.
Was he?
Grown man. Was he what? Was he itching the edges of his eyelids? What are you doing?
Was he...
Huh?
You know.
I don't... what
was
do you mean?
He of the... Did he look like he... You know.
Had a cold?
No. Maybe looked like he could have been in a...
I don't know what you're saying.
You know. Maybe he was in a Korean boy band kind of look.
Like a handsome young man? I don't know.
Like, did he look similar to like...
Like he could dance?
Bruce Lee or...
Like a kung fu master?
Yeah.
Huh.
Did he look like that?
No.
Kind of like Bruce Lee or anybody that would kind of look like Bruce Lee?
I don't think so.
Okay, interesting. Maybe Dat Fan kind of looked like Dat Fan?
Like a horrible comic?
No.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused. Oh, you mean Asian?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, no. He's a white guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Still rude, right?
What?
It was still rude. He's like, ugh, ugh.
Oh, of course.
And I'm like putting my shirt up over my face like, hey, come on.
One time Gio didn't see me. This was, I'll never forget this because
I was there.
But he coughed like in my face.
Yes. It was the funniest thing. He turned his head and went, in your mouth. It was glorious.
I know. That was so horrifying. And I'm such a germaphobe because he, I guess, I don't know how he didn't see me sitting next to him. I think he just forgot because, you know, I don't, you know.
It was
I'm
awesome.
Very forgettable, I guess. Like, I don't mean anything. So I guess he was turning away from Ben Swig and in an
it
effort
awesome.
Not to get him sick and then just coughed, like, in my eyes.
We were at American Social.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That was so good.
He even did, like, kind of like the vampire thing where, like, he wanted to shield the people to his right and then closed his eyes and just
That was so good. I saw the whole thing. It was so good.
That still traumatizes me.
It was
me.
Like garlic from his lunch hit you in the mouth. It was great.
And I just looked at him and I went like, "There's, it's inside of me. Whatever is inside of you is now inside of me."
He felt so bad.
Did he? I don't know.
No,
he
really
did.
No, he did. He did. He's a good guy.
No, I know. But that was awful.
Did you see? Did you see my birthday wish I did to him on his Facebook wall?
No.
Yeah. It was his birthday. Like,
did you say something about him with the phones?
The day before yesterday?
No.
I just said, it's your birthday? Pass.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love that.
Bitch.
What he liked it.
Yeah, he laughed real hard at it. Yeah, it was good. Somebody was on the phone. Sean, you got to be more patient, buddy. I have to talk about coughing in people's mouths with Anna. I can't just sit, you know, like pick up the phone immediately unless you're a woman with big boobs. So I was dealing poker today,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
It's pretty good.
I know,
right?
It's great, isn't it? The side by side's great.
Oh my God.
It's the same exact glasses. Like I ripped
the
them off her face.
Same exact person.
Shut your
you
mouth.
You look the same.
I don't look like an old lady.
Not just the glasses.
No, with this, honestly, with this big fluffy jersey on, I look I look like somebody aired me up with a goddamn bicycle pump. I look like a love seat from Ashley Furniture is what I look like.
Oh, my God. This makes me so happy.
It's funny. Good job. It
God
is funny.
God damn, that is
funny. How does she have the exact same glasses? Like the exact.
You have the same glasses as her.
Those are the same frames.
I just want to know why does she have the exact same face
It's not the same face. No.
It could be your older sister.
Well, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's possible.
Be more of an aunt. She's like 30 years older than me.
Well, you said your dad likes a bang. Maybe he was banging, you know, for a long time.
Well, I think they're the same age, so there. No. So I was dealing poker today at One Night Jack's there in Sarasota. Put a nice nine and a half hour shift in there today. It was good. And there's a guy on my table, young guy. You know, he's wearing a Rays shirt and stuff. And he's got his headphones on, and he's like, are you Johnny B? And I said, yeah, you know, I'm Johnny B. And he goes, the Johnny B? And I said, well, I'm sure there's a lot of Johnny B's, but I am one of the Johnny B's, yes.
Whenever somebody asks you that, just say, yes, it is.
Yeah.
I am him.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. And he goes, like, from the Bone. I said, yeah. And he goes, I'm listening to Bone right now. And I go, oh, cool, man. So we chatted up a little bit. I gave him a Johnny B Show bracelet. He was very happy to wear it and support this show. But if you're listening, shout out to John. Great name, by the way.
Is that the guy that coughed in your mouth today?
No, that was a whole different guy. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that was I don't want to mention that guy's name. You know what I mean?
What was it? Do you remember it?
No.
Mark?
I know his name, but I'm not going to call him out. He knows who he is. He knows who he is. More big stories. Explain to everybody, Idaho Mom. Because I vaguely remember when this was going down.
Yeah, this has been going on for a while now. This one, it's kind of a convoluted story, so I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible. Basically, two kids have gone missing. One's 7, one's 17.
They've
been missing.
And this was like September, right?
Since September, yes. Now, their mother, this is an Idaho-based family, whatever. The mother, I guess her former husband passed away last year from some unknown cause, whatever. She's now with this new guy who she's married to.
Now,
her
is
new
this
husband.
The kid's dad that came
no.
up missing? Okay.
I think he's part of some religious, I want to say cult.
Polygamist?
Not a polygamist, but like some weird religious culty sort of group.
Oh, Christianity.
Well, no, it's more nuanced than that.
Oh.
But his wife mysteriously died last year as well.
Ah.
So now both of their former spouses are dead. They're together. Now the woman's kids, her name is Lori Vallow, 46. Her two kids went missing in September.
Huh.
So like all of these
very
weird
unlucky.
Things. Now she's in Hawaii just yucking it up, having a great time in freaking Maui, wherever she is, with this new dude. And she doesn't know, and I guess they couldn't get her on any specific charge. They didn't have enough evidence, but she has finally been arrested on multiple charges now, including suspicion of two felony counts of desertion and non-support of dependent children.
Now, what proof do they have, or what evidence developed to where they can get a warrant and actually arrest her?
I'm not quite sure. I think that she put all of her kids' stuff in storage a month before they went missing.
Yeah.
As if it were, I don't know,
that's planned. A bit fishy, yeah.
So it's pretty crazy. There's no evidence of the children in Hawaii, the police say. I think they're dead. I think that this guy, I'm not blaming him, but brainwashed her probably. You know, I feel like he's kind of like a Scientologist, like one of those sorts of things, and maybe convinced her to kill her kids. You know, they're kind of C-blocking right now.
Yeah.
So they've been missing since September. The grandparents are very worried, aunts and uncles, but mom doesn't seem to care.
They're dead.
She's got a very, what do you call it, Casey Anthony kind of vibe about this whole thing. So
who
knows?
That's messed up, man. That is so messed up. Yeah, so that is a big, big story. It's trending really, really big right now. So all that is up on the Johnny B Show Facebook page. If you'd like to read it yourself, get yourself all caught up on all that stuff.
It also says that her husband died, and also I believe her brother died.
Yeah, that's some craziness, man.
And then his wife died. Like, everyone has died, and now the kids are missing. Like, something's not right here. So, anyways, sorry.
Idaho, more like murder ho. Come on. It's been a long week.
It's okay.
I'll dump that.
I like that you tried that again.
with no energy.
You did it in the production room and nobody gave you anything. And you're
I know.
You know what? I'm gonna try this again. That's
with
balls.
The same people.
That is
no, I knew it was gonna point. Suck. Yeah. I knew it.
It's
whatever.
Brave.
So okay. Harvey Weinstein.
Harv's, yeah.
People are saying that this guy might get hung.
Yeah, hung jury.
Yeah.
Says your Harvey Weinstein jury breaks for weekend. Indicates possible deadlock on two charges and unanimity. God,
it.
Oh no.
Murder ho.
Unanimity.
Anonymity.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just say it slow.
Say it.
Unanimous. I can't say this word. Help me.
No, do it.
Unanimity.
Huh?
What?
I feel like I'm Carmen right now. Unanimity. Now it's not even looking like a word. It looks like Uranus right now. Unanimity. 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 Hold on. Stand by.
Oh, boy.
You got it.
Help. All right, help. Just, help.
No,
help.
We have 3 hours. So you can do this.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Got me potted up.
Oh, you're trying to do the Google? Oh, okay.
What it's unanimity. Like to be on the other side.
You're playing Trump in the background.
Shut
dumbass.
Up.
Unanimity.
I just had to dump her.
Oh, my God. She just whispered. She's got so far where she goes, well, maybe I'll just say whatever I want. If I just whisper it, nobody will know.
What an idiot.
Me too.
She literally.
Just whispered the F word.
Literally.
I messed it up
F-word.
After I just heard it. Hold on. Let me try.
What is Hold wrong on. With you?
Play it.
No, I'm afraid to do anything.
Just do it.
Unanimity.
Unanimity. Unanimity.
No, say the F word.
Unanimity. Unanimity. That's whisper. A really hard word. Unanimity on
Google,
others.
Google just said it.
Just so hard.
Unanimity.
Unanimity. Okay.
Do
well,
it again. Do it again.
Okay.
Unanimity.
I got it. Unanimity.
One more time.
Unanimity. Unanimity. That's not a word.
Unanimity.
It's unanimous. Can I just say that? It's so much easier to say than
does it,
unanimity.
Does it mean the same thing?
Yes. Yeah, it's just the noun. Agreement by all people involved. Consensus. Uranus. Uranus anemone. I can't say this word. I'm boycotting.
Unanimity.
I'm boycotting this word. It's not a real word.
Yeah, just forget it.
Yeah, stupid word.
When things are too hard, just give up.
Absolutely. Move
do.
On. Use something else. Change directions. Harvey Weinstein jury breaks for weekend. Indicates possible deadlock on two charges, and they are unanimous on others.
Hold on. I got hit it on your side. Unanimity.
Unanimity.
I got it on my side too. Hold on.
Dumbass.
Unanimity.
Dumbass. Dumbass.
Hold on.
Unanimity.
Let me slow it down. Hold on.
Dumbass.
Is that better?
Dumbass.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.